by 1983, WIP was really approaching its kind of heyday years. Mm-hmm. It had Whiplash, its monthly magazine. I think the training groups had already were up and running by that stage. Regular meetings. And I know why I suggested it. It was because the book trade was full of associations. There was the Booksellers Association, the Publishers Association, Independent Publishers Guild, there was the Society of Young Publishers, there was Academic College and University Booksellers Association. There were lots of reps associations up and down the country, and I really felt that you needed a conference to be a grown-up in the book business, and that WIP ought to have its own conference to show that it had come of age and that the women could organise a really big event.
I think by that time women publishing was established, and it did feel that they should be able to manage conference. And I think with the meetings that were held with speakers, I think they felt that they needed more time, and which you couldn't achieve with a one-off in the evening. And I think that's probably, they decided, yes, that full-day conference was the way to go.